This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. In the last couple of weeks, you no doubt have heard about a sort of a viral campaign that actually started here at home, but for a very important cause. We've covered a number of times on this program the situation, at least recently, involving Scott's Law. It's basically the law where you need to move over a lane if you see emergency vehicles with their lights flashing parked on the side of the road. A number of Illinois state troopers have either been injured and or have whose lives have been lost because of accidents where people just weren't doing that. And 12-year-old Lucy Culper is making a difference in that effort, I would say. She's from Rio. Her father is a state trooper and started the Move Over Project, which is basically just involves the hashtag Move Over, among other things. And Lucy is among her worldwide media tour since this all started, is joining us here tonight. Lucy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I think I probably just answered my first question there, but I'll ask it anyway. What led you to decide this? Was it because your father's a state trooper and you've heard about all this, or was there maybe a different reason behind it?
So I've heard the recent events that have happened on the news, and my dad, I just wanted him to come home safe and everyone else's families to not anyone else getting hurt.
So how'd you come up with it? What was kind of your thought process? Well, obviously, I mean, hashtag move over seems pretty simple, but how did you come up with that? Talk to me about the whole, well, I guess, development. I'm making it sound like it was harder than it was, but maybe it took a little time to think about here.
So I thought about all the accidents that have happened, and I went up to my parents and I said, how can I help? And they came up with this idea, and I helped them with it. And my mom took this picture on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock, and we posted it on Facebook, and we made a Facebook page, and then it just blew up.
It blew up awfully, awfully quickly, didn't it?
Yes.
So describe to me the picture that you took.
So I took a picture in front of my dad's state police car. When he went home, and when he got home from work, and me and my dad were standing together in front of his cop car.
And how did your dad react when you told him that you wanted to do this and this was what you were doing?
I think that he's, like, very proud of what I'm doing and how I'm trying to prevent anyone else from getting hurt.
Before the recent stories in the news about these accidents and the unfortunate fatalities with this, had you given much thought about this, and maybe were you concerned at all that maybe your dad was kind of going into work in a potentially, well, law enforcement is a mm-hmm. dangerous job in itself, but did you think about maybe that sort of danger at all before this all happened?
I didn't really think about Scott's Law.
Yeah.
But I always hope that he comes home safe, and same with every other family, that their family and they go home to their pets and their dogs and, like, their family members, and they're just safe.
So what have you been seeing on social media since the first picture you took, and what's kind of been your reaction to all this? I can't imagine that you, one, want to be sitting here right now talking to me about this, but, well, here you are. But how much has it taken off, would you say?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think there's about 18,000 likes.
Wow.
Right now, and everyone's just sharing pictures of their family members with them. And their dogs saying, move over for my dad or my mom. And I think it's very important that this is happening.
Do you think the message is getting across that people are starting to, and unfortunately, since this started, I think we've had another fatality or two. Mm-hmm. But do you think people are getting it, or do you think people are just, you know, sometimes I think things become viral without much reason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are understanding this?
Yeah. I think people are understanding it, but there's always going to be some people that don't pay attention to it.
How have classmates at school, you go to Rova?
Yes.
How have your classmates reacted to all this?
Well, they're very supportive, at least some of them are. And then They're very supportive, and they all just want to know about it. So I tell them, and then they're really interested. So I think that they're going to go home and tell their parents, and they're going to share it.
Since that initial post have you made others or things like that? And what kind of all have you done since this went viral? I imagine I'm not the only person you've talked to about this. I know you've had other TV and radio. It's been,
yeah.
I imagine it's been kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It's been very overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've been to all the local Quad Cities news, and I went to Chicago on Monday.
Wow. What'd you do in Chicago?
We talked to Fox News.
Oh, good, good, very good. Let me bring in the reason that you're able to make all these appearances, your new personal agent, your mother, Jessica. And how helpful is it to have a photographer in the family that can help you make this work? But Jessica, what's this been like for the family? Did you imagine that this would get as big as it's kind of happened in the last few weeks?
Well, it's incredible. We had no idea that this would happen. We thought it would be a small local project with District 7. And by 10 o'clock Friday night, it had, 3,000 likes, and it really blew up.
Was it really just as simple as your daughter said, hey, I want to do this for my dad?
Yes, it was as simple as that. She said that Friday morning on the way over to school, and we posted Friday night, and it just took off.
Do you worry as much about your husband's job as much as Lucy does?
I've always worried, but since the beginning of January, 17 accidents definitely brings that to light, and it's definitely a little more worrisome now.
Does your husband ever talk about that when he gets home? What kind of goes through his head when he hears about these things?
Well, I think that there needs to be change, and that's something that we've discussed. And with all the recent events, we definitely think that something needs to change.
What kind of change do you think? Maybe stronger laws, changes in the law, or just more enforcement?
I think that we need more awareness to the law, and distracted driving plays into that, and maybe some more details.
What's kind of left? Will you finally get a break after this?
Well, Lucy's headed down to the Capitol in Springfield on Thursday to
wonderful
spread some more awareness. So we're really happy about that.
Meeting with State Representative Swanson, I assume.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck in Springfield. I spent enough time there that anyway. But if you get the chance then to talk with lawmakers, Lucy, what would you tell them? I mean, I sometimes wonder if even our lawmakers understand when something like this happens that it needs to affect change.
Yeah, I think I'm going to talk to them about making it a stronger law and making actual change and no one else getting hurt from this. And I'm just going to tell them about my project and what they need to know.
So how's Dad reacted to all this? I know you've done some interviews with him as well as with mm-hmm. your mom. I imagine nobody really kind of wants attention like this, but I imagine it's been probably maybe overwhelming for him as much as it has been for you.
I think it has been as much as overwhelming for him as it me, because he's overwhelmed about how many messages and all the pictures we've gotten, because there's so many, and we've gotten them from like Florida and Canada, because I know that Canada has the same problems with this law as we do, so I think it's important that they share it too.
What have you learned in the last couple of weeks?
I've learned that it's important to do this because no one else, there hasn't been that many recent events besides one, like the day after we posted it, which is very sad. But I think that this is helping people understand that they need to move over, and just so that it will affect a change and no one else is getting hurt.
Jessica, the lessons about safety and traffic laws and things like that, what do you hope your daughter learns from this experience?
I think that I hope that she's learned that at any age you can use your voice to make a difference.
Tell me what the hashtag is and how, if folks haven't seen any of this before, what they can do.
Okay, so my hashtag is #MoveOver4. And what they can do is go on Facebook and either take a picture with their family members and their friends, or they can share my post just to spread more awareness so everyone else that they might be friends with share it too.
Lucy Culper and Mother Jessica, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for all you've done. This is a fantastic thing that you've developed. And thanks for doing it, Lucy. And Jessica, thanks for putting up with this the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for everything. We appreciate it. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.